This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my God. It's exciting to have somebody actually attractive on this.
It's called The Bald and the Beautiful. Yeah. And lately it's been us pulling up the rear.
I was like, are they going to be in drag? I was like, no.
No. And we're not, you know, and feel free to do it. You know, you're not being recorded visually. So, you know, do whatever you need to do. You know, take your top off. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, we're just going to encourage that you slowly start to take off clothing on this call.
Yeah, just piece by piece.
Yeah, take the hair off strand by strand.
I just start cutting it.
Well, welcome to the another episode of The Bald and the Beautiful with Trixie Mattel and myself, Katya. And we are actually joined by a guest who is the most appropriate for this podcast, Gigi Gorgeous.
Hey, Gigi, thanks for having me.
Not only beautiful, gorgeous.
Oh, stop. You guys are.
How are you, girl?
I'm good. I'm in San Fran right now. It's a very cloudy day. I'm living my fantasy. I actually prefer cloudy days for glam because I feel like it kind of gives you that soft filter, you know?
Oh, yes.
We need all of that we can get, sis.
Yeah, sometimes harsh lighting is just not the friend, and then you have to just like go in and edit more than you really need to. This is like already a little edit filter on it, and I'm into it. Yeah. How are you guys?
Unless it's like that sunset lighting where it gives you like a lot of skin texture, but in the right way, like super warm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. The golden hour.
Yeah, James Charles at 6:30 p.m. on the second floor of his house. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Full
that
on.
Lighting.
Yeah, barely even able to open your eyes in the light. Just looking
Where
so
Where is she
soft.
Looking?
Have you ever had that? I've had this experience so many times where, you know, I'll beat the face and feel so good about it and then walk out into the daylight and then immediately think of suicide because it's just horrifying.
Yeah. I tend to paint or like, even if it's just a light beat in front of natural lighting. So I don't have that happen because it's traumatizing. It's literally like triggering. Like, okay, so my day is ruined now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Once it's on, it's hard to pull back.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us. You know, we all have our days.
Yeah. What's your quick, like, day-to-day beats? Like, what's your, how long does it take you in the morning? I mean, I'm sure it depends on what you're doing. But.
Yeah. You know what? I have, like, literally, I'm, like, 0 to 100. So usually I'll just do either nothing, like, just, like, a gorge skincare, a gorge, like, little serum, oily moment, and then just, like, throw sunglasses on, or I'll go full tilt boogie with, like, lashes and just every single step possible. But I'm, like, really fast. Like, I'm not, like a Valentina or, like, just someone who like really like loves being in the mirror, but I could be in the mirror for like an hour, but I can get everything done in literally like 15 minutes. Like literally.
Wow. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Just rapid speed, just going, bam, like not bam, even bam. Thinking, like putting the lashes aside to dry while I'm doing this, doing mascara, curl, going. And then I'm
Are
like, whoa, it's only been 15
doors?
Minutes.
Are you a fan of a one shade all over?
Just everything. Oh yeah, the eye, like today, just like a little pink moment. I just took
love
a huge
this.
Fluffy
I've
brush.
I've never seen this pink.
Like a... Yeah, what's going on in the eye? Like a monochromatic garage door, kind of.
Yes, I used Nikki Tutorials and I think Beauty Bay's eyeshadow palette.
Oh,
have you guys seen
palette
it?
With that fierce red. We used it.
I love the Nikki Tutorials palette.
It's so it's good.
Hello, guys. It's me, Nikki.
Hello, guys.
Hello, guys. I sent that to her and she was like, why do you say I sound Polish? And I was like... I know. As we know, my accents are celebrated. Yeah. I really could be a dialect coach at this point.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, you just look great as usual. And I have to say, I mean, seeing you in full glam, we've seen each other out so many times, but I will never not see you as Eileen Wuornos in the Willem video for Eileen. Have you seen this?
What?
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
This is about to be a face crack of the century.
Oh, you are kidding me.
No, I'm putting it on right now. We're in my living room recording.
Oh my God. I feel so embarrassed. This is like, I feel like I was made.
You're such a decorated. You're such a decorated iconic person. I feel like we're pulling kind of a deep cut. No offense to Willem, but if anybody hasn't seen Gigi, I mean, it's beyond stripped down. It's stripped back.
How did I miss that? I was like, I did my due diligence. I watched. This is everything. And it. Okay.
Sorry, I can't wait to see this. I'm sorry.
So what happened was they're like, so we're going to make you look really ugly, like Eileen Wuornos. Okay. So I was like, I'm so down. I love a stripped down. But yeah, literally, like Trixie said, it was stripped back. So they put on this, like, I don't know if it was like Prozade. You put it on and then basically you make the ugliest face. You scrunch your face as hard as you can. And then all the wrinkles you created stay.
Yeah. Did you like the being ugly? I mean, for me, I love to look nasty.
You know what? Nasty. It's a little bit less pressure. Like, I feel like when you like make yourself look super beautiful, you're like, okay, I have to keep this up. Okay. I can't ruin everything.
That's
when you're
Gigi.
Ugly, it's like more. Give me more.
This is Gigi.
Mama.
No. That was good lighting.
That ain't ugly. That ain't ugly.
Are you kidding me? I had a wig on that was so bad, like shoved back. It looked so bad.
Did you see Gigi? Okay, if you haven't seen this video, guys, it's Willem and me and Gigi walking down. We were on green screen treadmills.
Yes.
Remember, Gigi?
Oh my God.
It's a great way to break your neck.
Yeah.
By the way.
I mean, hello.
And look at Gigi. Gigi had her brows. It looks like the brows are covered.
I actually forgot about that.
And I love this.
And the amount of texture that they flecked onto your skin.
Yeah.
Was so sick.
It was very truck stop trailer trash over sun exposed whore.
Oh yes.
The freckles, the sun damage. Listen, Gigi's this celebrating all forms of beauty.
Yeah, fantastic.
I thought it was gorgeous. You know, it's very like rough around the edges, but still like fierce in a way.
Yeah, it's just a down home country glam. Yeah.
Is Jessica Simpson, these boots are made for walk-in? These boots are made for Christopher Walken.
Right. Like going a on crystal there. Meth moment. Yeah. It was very post-apocalyptic Mad Max fashion.
Yeah.
Gigi, I have to say, I'm a big fan, and I don't know if you know this. I've been a big fan since probably like 2008 when I started watching on YouTube when I was in college. Did you know that?
Oh my God, I did not know that.
A really long time
ago. Seems like forever ago.
You're an originator in the game. I mean, you're a major player in the YouTube game, and is it something, longevity, it seems to me, I mean, I'm not sure, but longevity seems to be something that's pretty tricky in that, in YouTube especially. I mean, you have to do so much and be so consistent in your posting and just the upkeep. It stresses me the fuck out. Like,
it can. Literally, it can be overwhelming. The thing is that, like, I've always tried to keep it really fun and, like, try to engage in any way. So it's not only about, like, YouTube for me. It's about, like, real life things and, you know, like, kind of just expanding my horizons in, like, so many ways. Like, I feel like YouTube gave me the opportunity to do so much. And I feel like we all as entertainers in this industry are like, oh my God, like I wrote a book, like never thought that would happen. Or, you know, I was in a movie, I made this. It's like, wow, like the platform has given me so much and it's just doing things that I never thought possible. Like, I feel like writing a book, I'm like, oh my God, bitch, I'm an author. Like what?
And for somebody who can't read, that's a big accomplishment.
Like, hello.
We wrote a book and it took you about two years to do the whole thing?
Uh-huh. I have it actually. I'm going to grab it.
Yeah. What, was it like, I mean, and I'm an avid reader, have been my whole life and I loved writing, but when it came time to write a book, it was so fucking hard. What was it like for you?
Oh, it was so difficult. It's like jumbling all these thoughts. I feel like I have so many moments in my life. I don't know if it's like with trauma or anything that I literally just don't remember. Like there are like years in my life where I don't really remember, but then I'll like kind of start trickling back and I'm like, oh yeah, like that happened. And then it'll trickle something else. And I'm like, where the fuck does that fit in a chapter? Like, you know, you just like need to really like narrow down what makes sense. And I had really great help doing it. Cause I feel like it would have just been like, 1 million pages of gibberish, but it's concise and amazing. Very, and I very, love, very
and I just want to say, looking
too.
At the cover of your book, this is what I look like shaving my legs too. I look just like that.
I
have
I was
the
really
shoes
shaving
on.
My legs. I cut my legs up doing that shot. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you probably, that could be
dangerous. You look like fucking, to me, you look like the daughter of Naomi Watts and Jessica Simpson.
Oh my, hello. I'll take it.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson energy and a little bit Tara Reid energy.
Tara Reid, Naomi Watts. You don't see Naomi Watts right there?
You don't see much as he's Tara Reid. Because like the tight smoky lash line. And
okay.
Tara Reid?
We're fighting about
celebrity
you look
like.
Tara Reid?
Yeah. No. Well, you know, healthy Tara Reid.
Yeah, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. Think Josie and the Pussycats era Tara Reid.
Okay. I love it.
I have to say too, the great thing about YouTube is, let's be honest, in entertainment, you usually have to wait for like rich, straight, old white men to let young talent do things. YouTube is probably the only platform where somebody in your shoes with your path ahead of them could have succeeded, because you get to be the judge, jury, and executioner of everything.
Yep.
And you get to, not only do you get to control your narrative, you're in the unique position where your narrative changed, drastically throughout your life course, and you're able to present that on your terms, on your timeline, and that's pretty remarkable.
It's so true. And now it's so different. Like, I see so many people like start on the platform or just in general to make money, get like the AdSense, get the brand deals to become famous. But literally my message from the beginning was just to feel seen. Like I know everyone says this, like visibility, all that, but it's so true. Like literally when I started on the platform, it was like, no, trans people were on it. Like there was hardly even gay people.
You weren't even a trans person on it.
Yeah. Like literally, you froze at the beginning of that.
Oh, I said you weren't even a trans person on it yet.
No. But that's what I'm saying, that like there wasn't even really gay people on it. I think I knew like one gay guy in New York named Petrelude. Anybody from back in the day, he worked at MAC.
Oh yes. Josh.
And I'd never met him, but he was a drag queen / makeup artist and didn't really talk about himself being gay, but it was very apparent. And I just really wanted that story. I was like, I'm from Toronto going to a Catholic school, like, bitch, I need to get some creativity. I need to get it out there. I need to feel seen. And then it kind of just snowballed. And now there's so many stories online. Like you could just type in trans coming out and you could not feel alone,
Right. Not to mention a lot of people are in situations where in rural America, let's say, where they might not even have gay friends, let alone trans friends. So for somebody to see, you were like high school age doing makeup.
Full on, like literally 10th grade.
Like getting your license on YouTube.
Yes.
And people had the opportunity to grow with you and they got to watch someone. YouTube has a different level of intimacy where people feel like they know the person.
Oh, yes.
And so they get to watch someone they know transition in a way that's very open and they get to feel like they know someone,
Yeah. And that's the beauty of it too. Cause I feel like, and I've said this so many times, it's like movie stars and actors and stuff. It's like they're playing someone and it's like action on off. But YouTube, especially if it's like a vlog or something that's, super intimate, but raw at the same time, you really are getting to know like their personality, what they find funny, their interest and all that bullshit. So it's like when people meet you, it really is like you're already friends. It's not like they have this fake persona of you. It's like, no, you kind of really know who I am.
Yeah. On that line though, I imagine, and I've felt this personally, like it has the opportunity to open you up to criticism that can be a little more intense because it's not a character that people will be criticizing. It's actually you. Have you had to deal with that, or do you even pay attention to like comments or whatever bullshit?
It's funny. I have my days, and I want to ask you guys the same question. Like I'm such a thick skin. Like I've heard everything a million times, especially
thick,
being trans
skin.
It's like, bitch, like what, whatever, call me like a man or whatever you want to, just like the most ignorant shit. But it's like the little things that hit home that I think I have insecurities about. I'm like, ooh, that little bitch got me, like saying just the silliest thing, It's like, damn, why am I still insecure about this? Do you guys feel that?
I mean, I like,
You don't, do you?
I, for the most part,
she's 45. So like, she's not reading comics. She can't find her reading glasses.
I don't even know how to, I don't know what button to click. Like, I think it's, I mean, generally, I honestly feel like there are zero reasons ever to look at the comments, because if you are looking for feedback on a video, you ask a colleague, a friend, somebody who's like, whose opinion you trust. If you really want to know something, if you're like curious, I don't know if this is any good, you're not going to go to the comments to find out.
Right.
And then all, everything else is just trash, garbage, and bullshit and foolishness.
Yeah. I found that, like, your job should end at putting the media out.
Yeah.
You can't also be the press, the quality control, the like, your job is just to put it out and that's it. Because when you start incorporating the little peeps from the people who don't like you, you're taking away from your job, which is to make things for the people who do like you.
Yeah.
That's your only job.
But it's tough on YouTube, don't you think? I mean, because like, you play every other role. I mean, you're like the videographer, you're the main character, you're the sometimes even the editor, and like, you have such a, in the accessibility is so intense that you'd probably want to see what people have to say and kind of monitor the comments. But for me personally, it's a losing battle.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the old school person in me. I'm definitely not a person that will just put something out and not read any of the comments. I like hearing the feedback. I like also if there's like an inside joke going on with a lot of like of my supporters, it's like I love hearing all that stuff. And it is like when it starts getting to the trash level, I'm like, okay, I need to stop. I need to stop and walk away.
I mean, what is it about YouTube? Is it, YouTube is hateful. Vile.
It could be honestly borderline toxic sometimes.
Borderline. I mean, I think it's like it's a weird thing. Radioactive.
We talk about it all the time, especially in makeup world. Like, you'll use Maybelline, L'Oreal, Revlon, whatever. You don't know what the ethics and politics of every single person at that company is.
Yep.
But for some reason, you need to know if James Charles adopted his dog. You know what I mean?
From a shelter. Yeah, if you got it from a breeder, canceled.
Right.
I fucking hate cancel culture. It's just insane. Like, oh my God, they were canceled. It's like, well, does that even ring true anymore? Because they're back, like next week.
Yeah, they're back. And honestly, at the end of the year, talk to your accountant. Were you really canceled? Tell me where you were financially canceled.
Tax season rolls around. No, you did pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, people have a really unhealthy relationship. And we talk about like how in America, people don't know anything about civics or the government. And so they hold YouTube and influencers, they hold them to this almost religious figure, political figure level of scrutiny.
Yeah.
These are homosexuals putting on mascara in front of a camera.
Right. Yeah. Like, this is supposed to be enjoyable.
Yeah. And let's be honest, YouTube doesn't have the most balanced and like the best people. We aren't. We're certainly not better than normal people. We're often worse.
Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Not and, model I mean, citizens. We're just models.
We've met, I can say for all of us, so many savage, terrible people in real life. They have these amazing personas online and they're fabulous, but it's like you meet them and you're like, bitch, did I enter a Twilight Zone? Trixie's pointing at Katya.
Liz, I got everybody fooled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? You know? Just terrible.
That's another thing I wanted to ask you about is, so, you know, say, you know, the toxic kind of culture online versus in real life. Like, have you ever had to put, like, what have you had to deal with in real life, in real time, physically? You know, has there any been challenges like on the physical level? You know what I mean?
Sometimes I've been really lucky. I feel like I have like a really good, like, not street smarts, but kind of like that, like being able to zhuzh out a scene and like just feel if I'm being threatened or whatever, or know how to like pivot the conversation. But half, like 99.9% of the time, I feel like people just will never say something to you in real life.
Oh, that girl, it is the absolute tea. I have girls I see at DragCon who I'm like, you literally at me on Twitter.
Right. Like, you and fully attacked me. And you're like, hey, and then girl. It's like, oh, you want like, a photo. Oh. You want to just hug and act like everything's fine. It's like, no, bitch, we're not friends. Like, we're just not. It's crazy. Yeah, I actually had this one time. It wasn't from, like, a fan or anything, but I was on this morning show super, super early, and it was one of those,
it was
like,
The View. You can say
kind
it.
Of, like, little fake conversations, trying to act super excited, and I was like, I am so tired. But I was sitting across from this woman. She's a cis woman, I assume heterosexual, and she just flat out asked me on live TV. She's like, so can I ask you, do you have a penis or do you have a vagina?
Yes. In your book, during the gender confirmation section, you talked about being asked that on live television and how you're expected to respond. What is the gracious response, Gigi? What do you say?
I will always remember that moment as the face crack of my life. I was like, this is literally
the makeup
what my
just
nightmares
fell off.
Yeah, this is what my nightmares are made of, like full on. And I forget what I said. Maybe I wrote it in the book, but I think I said something along the lines of like, well, what do you have or something? My publicist is behind the camera and she's just gagged. I think we ultimately had it removed or something because I can't find it. But that was insane. And that was one of the things that I just felt like was like a very ignorant thing that lives online that was brought to me in real life on live.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And I mean, I was thinking about this. I don't know if you've seen the clip of, it was on the Katie Couric show. She's on Carmen Carrera and Laverne Cox were guests. And Katie Couric flat out asks Carmen, basically, what you got down there?
Oh my God.
And Carmen was literally shushed her. She went, "Ach-ch-ch-ch."
I did see that. She does shush her.
Shushed her.
Oh,
and then
so good.
Laverne came out later and very, very like eloquently articulated why that line of questioning was inappropriate. But I feel like it's the same thing as if I went to Katie, I was like, you got big labia, they hang down on, they bunch up in your underwear, your
right.
pussy lips. Do you know what I mean? Same thing.
It really
totally
is.
Totally inappropriate.
It's so hard to articulate it like the exact way that Carmen did. And like people sometimes just have like a hard time. Like I did. I choked up. I was like, I know this is wrong, but how do I let this bitch know that it is? Because like clearly she doesn't see it. Clearly I'm just this like object where she can just ask me like, oh yeah, have you done it? And my other thing, and I know that this is such a big thing. It's like, if you are fully done your transition, like have you completed your transition? Are you a full woman yet? Referring to gender confirmation surgery. I'm like, it's so incorrect and ignorant to ask those kind of things. It's like,
because they're also inferring that you are not yet a woman.
Exactly. Like, oh, have you entered the womanhood? Like, are you done
PhD. Yet? Yeah, like you haven't submitted your thesis yet. You don't have your PhD. It's like, Mary, it doesn't work.
Like, girl, honestly, at the end of the day, I feel more of a woman than a lot of women. It's like, bitch, I chose to do this. I'm here. I've been taking steps. You know, I've gone out on a limb to tell like strangers my path. It's like, you just were born with this.
It's so wild. I mean, to think of like just in the public realm, the conversation, the discourse about trans identity, how in the last 5, 10, 15 years has been like light years.
Yeah, Gigi, having these conversations, I know it's probably like, it's a little fun now, but in the moment, I'm sure it was shocking. But honestly, every time something like that happens to you on live TV, it means it's not going to happen to someone else.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's why I wrote about it.
You're
and you know what?
The line.
I can laugh about it now. I probably laughed about it later that day, but it was just fucking crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
I mean, you've seen, the world is, you've seen me in drag. People ask me. I'm not kidding. People have asked me like, oh, do you want to like, yes, people have asked if like, cause people think drag and trans is the same.
They have no idea.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Well,
no
I
idea.
Feel like yours is a little different. Yours is like, yours
I'm
is like
sure
a fucking
I don't know
moment.
What you mean, Gigi, and I will be exiting the podcast now. I think we need to take a break because I have been offended.
You are
I have been disgraced
doll.
In my own home. Like,
you know what I'm saying? When she paints those geometric shapes on her face, she truly feels like...
Right. Cisgender.
Yes. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break.
Before I wring this bitch out like a rag.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And we're back.
And we are back. Oh my God. What is the, you've done a lot of interviews, obviously. And I mean, from everything from like ABC News or what is the worst other than like the clunkiness and inappropriateness around gender? What's the question you hate answering the most?
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, probably like the surgery questions. Honestly, yeah. It's like, yeah. You know, I've talked about it, but it's like, I'm not a plastic surgery icon at the end of the day. So it's like, it's like you, being trans and surgery, it just irks me that it kind of goes hand in hand, you know, especially now people are like really expressing themselves without having to change themselves. Like being a trans woman, it's not a prerequisite that you get a breast augmentation.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Robin Tran, he's a famous, Robin Tran, she's a famous trans comedian, and she has to answer a lot of questions about, like, why don't you change your voice?
Right. It's like little things like surgeries? That. It's like, we're kind of living in a time now where everyone's really open about that, so it's like, you can speak on it, and once you're told, you kind of get it. Yeah, it's just maybe that irks me.
Why do you think it is so, okay, I was thinking about this the other day, so I don't know if you've seen it, a while ago, there was a viral photo of a man at the airport at the baggage claim, mm-hmm. Wearing like a suit and pumps, like Bob regular, right up, and then you get to the ankle and a fierce like 5-inch stiletto.
Oh my God! It's like in Sex and the City when she was interviewing the assistants. Do you remember the Asian guy? Like,
no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, they're at Starbucks and she's going. It's like a montage scene with music of all these people like interviewing to be her assistant, and he's like, yeah, just like a little cute gay guy, and then they pan down and it's little pink pumps. She's like, oh, okay. He didn't get the job though.
But there was, that was so disturbing to people, like that one detail. It was so disturbing. Why do you think this, like, the if the gender and going outside gender norms is so uncomfortable for people?
But I don't know.
What
it's
do
like
think?
Big fish in the small pond kind of vibe. I feel like airports are also like so scary.
If I could butt in. I think a big part of it is people like Gigi, part of the phobia, they are inheriting people's phobia with sex in general.
Okay.
Nudity, body parts. It all comes back to people thinking gay or trans people are trying to steal their men.
You better
work with that theory. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, people are so afraid of sex in general that any expression of gender or sexuality or showing skin is like, oh, we're not supposed to. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's threatening.
That's interesting.
It is. It's threatening. You're so right. It is.
Threatening. Yeah. And I mean, I know a lot of, I used to work with this gorgeous trans woman in a show, in a drag bar. And we had a lot of bachelorette parties, a lot of, you know, all women bachelorette parties. And you should have seen some of the looks when she came out on stage looking like a goddess. The girls would be like,
like, get this, you know, bitch, I mean, they off were the just stage. We need plucked. Men in dresses, not pretty girls.
Yeah. Right. It's interesting in drag because we're in such a bubble. I'm doing drag almost 15 years. That in drag, my first time seeing a naked trans body or like becoming best close friends with trans people was because of drag. And so we get gifted this like vocabulary, whether we want it or not.
Yeah.
You know, like we don't have to do the work because we work with people who tell us the information. But if you're like a straight person, the fear of looking dumb also keeps you from asking questions.
Yeah.
And there's so many levels.
It
they want to understand,
and,
but they're afraid to ask.
Yeah. And also asking the questions. Like, it's so hard if someone's like, oh, no, actually, I'm non-binary. You know, it's like, it's hard for people to be like, so what are your pronouns? It's like, that's a nice question. It's not a scary question. I had to learn that because I really didn't have very many friends who identified like that. So I'm like, I'm kind of almost scared, or I was almost kind of scared to hang out with them. I didn't want to offend them. And that's coming from someone like me. Like, I feel like I am very spread out in the gay community or just the community in general. It's like, if I'm scared of that, like Trixie said, it's like, bitch, people are probably like, can't even go around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, non-binary people, that was something when I started to learn it, that was sort of what planted the seed of reminding me that every gender expression is built into a system. And people who are non-binary are often just saying, I don't believe any of this is either or, so I'm just here vibrating at my frequency.
Fuck your system, I'm going to do me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Totally.
I mean, what do you, like, do you have hope about, I mean, because sometimes.
Do you have hope? No. Period.
No,
I don't want to be corny.
No hope. No hope, thank you. No hope. Goodbye. No. Your new book. No, no hope. Gigi Gorgeous. No hope.
I mean, because something like we just said, I mean, some. I think about, I completely relate to what you just said about, you know, I sometimes had trouble with the pronouns and I'm so entrenched in the community of gay, trans, you know, so many, the subculture. And, but like, I wonder, I'm just so curious. You're so young. Are you 28?
28, yeah. Oh my 28. God, yeah, 28.
28, like, God damn.
You I know mean, what? I do have hope. I really do. I feel like every single day, like, I'm learning new shit. I feel like the world is absorbing so much shit. It's like a baby when you're like a little like sponge just ready to absorb everything. I feel like with social media being so big, I'm seeing more trans visibility, just like fierce people. Like my friend got Mick, first trans man on Drag Race. It's like every single like little lane is being expanded and we're learning more. So it's just fierce. And honestly, shows that incorporate trans roles is like my favorite thing ever. Like if I could have like an orgasm from a TV show, it's things like that. I'm like, bitch, there's a trans person played by a trans person. Can this get better? Like Veneno on HBO Max. Have you guys watched?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm watching
it. That shit, like I love it so much. Like just mainstream, real trans stories told fiercely, visuals on fleek, like just that shit gives me hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like an American Horror Story, a trans woman playing a woman.
Yeah.
Love it's that. Not even the storyline of being trans. It's just, this is a woman playing a woman.
She doesn't have to be a dead hooker.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, right. Yeah. Let's bring it back to the '90s talks about with like, Willem, you know, like, on CSI Miami. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. We always joke about like in the drag and trans acting universe, they also, the casting is so colorblind. You and I, Gigi, could get called in for the same role.
100%. 100%.
Because the people casting have no idea.
It's wild.
One
it's
time, insane. this is a thing. I won't say who it was, but she went in for an audition and the casting person said, yeah, we're looking to do like a Laverne Cox, like tranny bandwagon kind of thing. Said that to this person.
Well, that's a face crock right there.
And this person was a drag queen who lived as a man, but because they're a drag queen, they knew that like that was the absolute worst thing you could say. Because you're also just admitting that you're writing in a trans role for buzz.
Yeah. Fucking A.
It buzz. Was, I mean, but that stuff gets said and it happens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that so fucking
that being said, I believe in my range. I will read for every trans role that comes to my inbox.
What would be your ultimate, out of all of the movies, like the movies that you love, if you could have played one of the leading lady characters, what would it be?
Oh my God. Fucking, oh my God, that's hard. I don't know.
I would cast you as girl. Lucky in the Britney Spears video for Lucky.
Yes, that. Crossroads. You know what? No, Mariah Carey and Glitter.
Yeah. Life Size, Tyra Banks.
Hello. Oh my God, I would kill that.
You would be fucking Gwyneth Paltrow, Sliding Doors. You never seen that one?
I've never seen that.
Okay, all right.
We're too young.
You're too young. Yeah, you're too young.
What about something two-dimensional, you know, something you don't have to work to, like Rose and Titanic.
Oh my, you read my mind. Oh my God, you read my mind. I was going to say Kate Blanchett in Titanic, but I didn't want to sound like an idiot because that's not her name.
It's Kate Winslet. Were you going to say Titanic?
I was.
Kate Winslet and Titanic. Yes. Rose. Yes. 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 Getting your corset tied.
Yeah.
That man has a lot of money, Rose. Yes.
About to pass out. And that scene with
it's you and Nats on the front of that boat.
Wait, say again?
It's you and Nats on the front of that boat with the arms out.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
But
yeah.
Nats will have to go in the front because the height.
We were actually about to do that for Halloween this year.
Yes! Yes!
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
So fierce.
That is fierce. I loved your Gomez and Morticia Halloween costume. That was
oh my God, thanks.
Gorgeous.
And we went to go vote like that. I mean, I'm not an American citizen yet, but we got dressed up. Magnus Hastings took our photo at our house, and then we just went to the little box and voted. I was like, bitch, this is iconic. Can That's you just so like great. Film us a little bit? So
I have
fun.
Voted a few times in drag, and it's always schedule related, not because I'm trying to make a statement. It's always like, oh, I have to do that. I have to vote that day. I guess I'm going in drag.
Yep, I love that. And it's such a memory. Like, oh, hi. And like, you're spicing up their day too. Like, whoever sees you.
My
it's
voting
like,
location is an elementary school. So it wasn't, I felt a little like people were like, are you voting? Or are you trying to steal a kid? You know what I mean?
How long have you been married for?
A year and almost, yeah, it's going to be 2 years in July. Time fucking flies.
How's it going?
Sorry?
How's it going?
Do you hate her?
It's good. No, you guys like cut out sometimes. So I'm piecing together some.
We're asking if you hate her.
No, it's good. It's good. I feel like everyone's like, how's the first year?
Yeah,
it's like, good. You know, we've been together for 5 years now, so I pretty much know everything about Nats. So, yeah. It's good. I recommend it if you are into that kind of thing. It's so casual.
Marriage, I recommend it.
I recommend it. It was fun.
I mean, honestly,
the wedding day was like one of my favorite moments fucking ever. I could live that day.
You looked beautiful. And
like once a week, every day, that would be like my dying wish. It was just fucking everything.
To get married to the same person over and over again?
Just having fun and just like dancing and just fucking celebrating love. It was just out of a fairy tale.
And I read about the how the proposal, the engagement in Paris. Have I got that right?
We were in Paris. Yeah, she like took me on like a helicopter, me and our friends, and we like landed at this fucking, it's like the Chateau de Vicomte or something. I should probably know the name, but I forget it.
It was like the most perfect chateau in France.
It was like in the middle of nowhere. It literally is like where like Taylor Swift like shoots music videos, like that kind of vibe.
Wow.
It was fucked. Fucking it was A. fucked. I mean, it's on my YouTube channel, so
Taylor
I'm glad that we filmed it because I could just
about
relive
your
it.
Wedding. Wow.
Damn.
I have to ask, we ask everybody this. We are all inspired by beautiful people. Who is the one to you? Where every time you're like,
I mean, not to.
Male or female,
I mean,
whoever.
I have so many inspirational people, just women in my life that I know, like even though I really am not a fan of Victoria's Secret anymore, like just like that classic Victoria's Secret bombshell beauty, love that.
God.
But I also am such a fan, not to pull Sharon Needles, but I'm obsessed with fucking Amanda Lepore.
Oh, you came to the right place, honey. You came to the right place. We talk about her every podcast.
All the time.
The comments are like, they keep talking about Amanda Lepore.
Oh, I'm sorry, comments. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know.
I think she represents what like fame or someone like you even represents, where it's really untouchable beauty attached to just like a really golden spirit.
Sweetness, like a sweet person.
Yeah, I will always have a special place in my heart with her because the night that I found out basically that being trans was possible for me, not just this fantasy in my head, was the night when I met her and we were together. We were in New York City with a bunch of friends. My friend invited me out to basically hang with Amanda, go out, have fun. And she was trans. And that was the night where I was like, I am around so many beautiful trans women. Amanda Lepore, the fucking living legend icon. So sweet, like you said, Katya. And I was like, I can do this. So whenever I see her, just even on like her Instagram, just I have so much respect for people who just get ready all the time. Like the dedication that woman has to stay Amanda Lepore is insane. You know, she's been doing it forever and she just looks so Amanda Lepore. And it's like, it's very inspiring to me. Just her like, book me on Cameo now. It's like, it's hilariously on brand and she just stays good.
And her cameos, how she can only weasel out a few words at once and then there's an edit.
Obsessed.
Like, every cameo is an ISIS video. Like, it is. I love it.
Me too.
She'll be like, hi, Gigi. Cut. Your friend, Max. Cut. Said that you have an anniversary. Cut.
Yes. Like,
it's so good.
Hi, everyone. And she always goes, it's Amanda Lepore. Like, always has to say that, like, we know.
We know.
Who else could you be?
Yeah, why? You don't look like anyone else.
Yeah, she's really something. I'm with you, too. A lot of times the people, obviously celebrity beauties are great, but real life beauty, certain people in our lives just have something sometimes that, you know. Like at Trixie Cosmetics, we have used pretty much all models that are not professional models because we'll just find people or be like, you ever stand in front of a camera before? Get over here and put, you know.
I fucking love that. Who are your guys's beauty like icons?
I mean, Gigi, you're up there.
Oh my god, stop.
You are up there for me. Yeah. You are up there for me. I have never looked in the mirror and felt like you, but if it ever happened, I swear to fucking God, I would be president of the United States. It'd be over for all you hoes. It'd be over for all of you.
I gotta tell you, this, as soon as she gets in drag, this, she, if she, when she looks in the mirror, what she sees is you.
It's like,
and she's, and she'll send me a text that says, should I be doing porn?
Oh my
or
God.
I'll FaceTime her and
that
just go,
so
can I ask
funny.
You a question?
Yeah.
Who the fuck could ever, who could ever, ever even,
see,
who could take me?
It's that oh my God. Kind my- of, it's that kind of delusional confidence that I want to bottle up and sell.
Oh, yeah. Billionaire overnight.
Exactly.
Billionaire overnight.
I feel like we yeah. all need that.
Who's yeah, yeah, yours? Yeah.
I would say mine is, if I had to choose one, I'd say Monica Bellucci. You know Monica Bellucci?
Ooh, I'm going to have to Google her.
Jim's wife?
not Jim's wife. Hold on. I'm going to show you really quick. It's she is an Italian actress, who, and she is not super well known here, but...
Monica Bellucci. She's a podiatrist from...
she's from Juliet. My pediatrician from Marlboro, Massachusetts. Monica Bellucci. You're going to look her up. She's...
Oh, okay.
I mean, the... like... the most.
Oh, I recognize her. She's in films.
Yeah, she's in films.
That person?
Yeah, let me, give me.
It's interesting. It's not a blonde. I would have expected a blonde.
I know.
I would have expected a blonde too.
Gigi, I just saw you in a dark hair in one of your videos. How did you feel?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I feel like it makes my eyes pop a little bit more.
You
know, that dark hair gets
so
like the blue eyes.
I actually
just found out a drag trick, which I never fucking knew. My friend Kylie Sonique, you know that Willem tucking tape that's like basically could like
carpenter tape.
Yes, yeah. That. She's like, oh, if you are ever wearing like something strapless and you want your boobs to kiss, just use a little bit of that tape. So now I'm like fucking obsessed with doing it because they just look so voluptuous and gorgeous.
Oh my God, they were like sitting.
Yeah, searched. It's very double D.
Sonique is up there for me too, as
oh my
far
God.
As like...
You know what?
Sonique makes me want to quit drag.
Really?
Yeah, like it's so crazy.
It's very that like... eluding mysterious essence that I get
aloof.
Also from her. Like we're
and
fucking like
so nice.
We're best friends and I feel like I also know 25 things about
I think there was a picture of you guys together and I commented like people always say I look like you guys.
You did. I remember
by the
that
pool,
I died.
Right? Yeah. She really is. And the nerve of her to look like that and then also like cartwheel backflip into the room.
I know.
There's this. I'm going to have to tell her to listen to this. But she like, there's this one meme that is on Twitter. It's like a backflip where she does a backflip into the splits. But when she puts her head up, it's like this with her hair. I was like, bitch.
It's
who does it's, that? Like, it's too good.
The amount of times I have watched over and over and over that particular move, that like that backhand spring, and they hangs in the handstand just a little bit, and then bam into the split. I'm like, you fucking,
it's amazing,
whore. And all the while wearing an inch of fabric, precariously stretched over her gorgeous
and the,
body.
And the thing it's is, like, she has the nerve to say, "I'm shy."
Yeah. Or she has, I know everybody has a different relationship with surgeries, but she and I have chatted about what she'll want to do next. And I'm like, what else is there, girl? You
right.
have achieved like, it all.
You're going to take away from it, maybe. Like, we got
to
pull the reins.
People are going in to
reins.
Try to look like you.
yeah, she is
oh my God,
wild.
I almost just fucking fell.
But yeah, I mean, she's an example of, you find, I mean, we know people, but that's a real life person walking around that you could just see at Gelson's one day and be like, oh.
Yeah, totally.
It's very that. Oh my God, I'm such a like, I'm such a starer with people's like facial proportions and just like their faces in general. It's like when I go to a grocery store or airport, people just think I'm probably a creep because I'm staring at people.
Yeah, that's why they think that.
Do you have
not the garage door of pink eyeshadow.
flawless, the blonde hair.
Yeah, it's not the full life raft cushy lips.
Let me, I'm obsessed with celebrity sightings and I've been in LA for like 4 or 5 years and I've maybe seen two. Like, do you ever see like famous people out and about? I mean, I know you kind of, you travel in certain circles, but
oh,
have
yeah,
you seen Angelina
all the time.
Jolie at the Gelson's, for example?
Is her name Jennifer Coolidge, the girl from
yes.
Legally Blonde, the nail tech?
Yeah.
So the first time I was ever in LA, that was like one of the most starstruck moments of my life. We were just driving and it was actually sunset hour. So everyone was very visible in their cars and she drove past us and I think I had like a Lexus rented car at the time. And like, I had like Vegas plates on it. I was like, I'm an American girl. And she drove past in a Porsche Cayenne and she waved right back at me. And I was freaking the fuck out. And I was like, that is the girl from Legally Blonde. Like, I'm in LA.
That's so cool. That is so LA.
Drag name, Alexis Carr. Alexis Carr.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say like Alexis Sedan.
Alexis Sedan. That's fierce. Jennifer is actually kind of a friend of mine now. When she came over to my house once and it was very surreal to have her sitting right over there.
Oh, I would have died.
She brought wine and cheese and I was like, she's in my house. It was too much.
I would have been like snapping.
And then she was watching us do a makeup video. And then I said in the beginning of the video, like, Jennifer Coolidge is here. And then like 5 minutes into the video, she starts talking and the comments were like, I thought you were kidding. And then you hear her voice. Who else's voice could it be? Right,
she's got being one like, of those voices. Great. Yeah.
Gigi, well, I love you.
I love you too. I just want to ask you one last thing before I forget. Celebrity dirt. Without naming names. You don't have to name any names. I would love you to, but you don't have to. Do you have any like horror stories from celebs?
I do, actually.
Okay.
So I was at this after party in the Hills, and this is probably 5 years ago. And I was there. I'm not going to say the girl's name, but she is an it girl was an it girl.
Lindsay Lohan.
It was very like, very that vibe. So I'm at this after party and my friend is like, just, you can go anywhere. Just don't go to the back room. So I'm like, the back room. So I was like,
the back room.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
You cannot piss here.
So I was like,
Gigi,
okay.
We've seen what you did to other people's toilets. You cannot go to the bathroom.
We do not pee or poo in Hollywood. I was like, of course I'm going to try to get my ass in the back room. I'm told not to do it. I was like, there's something cute happening back there.
Yeah.
So I go to the back room and my security guard actually was the one in front of the door. So I was like, hey, Brick. He was like, hey, Gigi, want to come in? I was like, mm-hmm. So I just go in. I'm with my manager at the time and we both just walk in and the it girl is sitting right there on the floor. There is pink cocaine on the table and it was like in lines. It was pink. And I was like, oh my God. It was like the first time I had seen and I was just gagging. So I sit on the table. I'm trying to act cool. And the girl offered me one and I said, no, thank you. And I was in, just try to picture this, my short little swiped Justin Bieber blonde haircut. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was more than 5 years ago, actually. It's probably more. Yeah, I definitely
I was
gonna
say, this
fully
sounds
transitioned.
Like teenage.
What?
It sounds like 19-year-old, 18-year-old style.
It was very that. It was probably 20. I transitioned at 21. So honestly, probably 21. So I kindly say no. And I'm in this like little Forever 21 faux Versace print crop top and leggings, just feeling my fantasy. You couldn't tell me anything in my Forever 21 outfits that day. Oh my God, this is Forever 21. This Barbie
hoodie.
It sure
is. I have it.
Anyway, so I get up to go 5 minutes later. I was like, this is getting really weird. They were all acting strung out on drugs. And I was like, this is just not the tea. I was like, this person, you know, when you meet a celebrity, you're like, oh, it was actually nothing like I wanted it to be. Perfect. It's ruined. Absolutely. It was very that. So I get up to leave and she's like, so why is the prettiest person in the room leaving my party? And I was like, me? Like I turned around and she was like, yeah, you come sit down. So I sat there for probably another 45 minutes watching everyone in the room do drugs.
Pink cocaine.
And then I left and I was like, okay, well that sucked. And I wish I could say the name. It's just
that's the difference between you and us. If they said, why is the prettiest person in the room leaving? We wouldn't even have turned.
Yeah, I'd be like,
we would have kept walking and been like, I don't know who that is. Bye.
Is Rose McGowan here?
Yeah. Only Gigi would have been like, well, I'm being addressed.
Yeah,
just only be
full
polite.
Whipping my hair. Who, me?
Whipping the hair
like,
that wasn't even extensions yet. Whipping non-existent long hair.
Pink
cocaine. Just whipping my bang over.
Yeah, yeah.
Pink cocaine. I mean, I'll applaud you because there are celebrities in the world where if I really loved them, they told me to do cocaine, I would do it, of course.
Sure.
Oh my God.
Sure.
Yeah. There's definitely that level. An Amanda Lepore or Lady Gaga. It's like, really? Okay.
Yeah. There's been a few times where people have told me to do drugs and because I loved their work and loved them. And I was like, well, I have to do it. And I did it.
Especially in the back room.
Don't very go in the bad. Back room. It's like, go in the back room. Maybe this wasn't as exclusive and fun as I thought it was going to be.
No, I love it.
Yeah. Is there any, have you met any like celebs that have like pleasantly surprised you, even like turned out to be nicer than, maybe they have a bad reputation, but they're nice, just the opposite, you know?
Can I just say, as a young trans woman under the constant threat of violence, I love that they said, don't go in the back room, and you said, oh, I'm going into that back room.
You know what?
And I might not come out alive.
It goes back to my little street sense. I'm like, you know, if shit's getting gnarly back there, I'm going to leave. It's so funny you say that, because like, even just like, you know, encounters that I've had with literally strangers, it's like, I look back, I'm like, I wonder how I never really got hurt, because I lived pretty recklessly.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I have stories. I'm like, wow, I really was never touched. It's crazy. I feel like I just have my mom looking out for me or something, because.
Still time.
Hello.
Sorry, you asked a question.
No, I don't. It's fine. I don't remember what it was. Have you ever actually been in a fight, fist fight? Are you scrappy?
There's this one time I was at a house party, and this is literally the one time I heard this girl talking shit about me. So I took a alcohol bottle, and I didn't know it was going to hit her. She was across the room, and I just flung it at full force, and it hit her in the head.
It's not funny. I don't know why I'm not. Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, it was everything. I'm surprised she didn't die. Like, I was, and I'm strong, so it's a moment.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. You whipping a booze bottle, hitting a girl in the head and going, that's a moment. That was honestly, guys, that was a moment.
That was such a moment. And she's girl. Like,
it's a fucking moment.
Gigi, thank you for coming and talking about beauty. Yeah. Nobody's more qualified than you.
I know.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys
so
are so
much.
Sweet. Thanks for having me on. And I'm starting a podcast at the top of this year. I would love for you guys to come and return the favor.
Done.
Yes. I can't recommend it more. Gigi's book, He Said, She Said, and her doc, which is fabulous.
Oh,
on
yeah.
YouTube.
This is everything is fantastic.
Thank
anything
you
else
so
you want
much.
To plug?
I'm sorry?
Anything else you want to plug?
I mean, my podcast that I just said. No, I'm good.
Okay,
wonderful.
Cool.
I love you.
Awesome.
Thank you guys too. Bye.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.